897,000 candidates will be sitting for their matric exams starting today. And they were supposed to start on the 1st of November with the English paper, but it has now been moved forward to the 27th of October because the 1st of November, as you know, has been declared election day and therefore a public holiday where hopefully millions of us will go to the various voting stations to go and vote. So the 27th of October, today, is day one of the matric exams for the class of 2021, and they'll be sitting for the English paper today. Joining me on the line is the Deputy Minister for Basic Education, Dr. Regina Maule. Deputy Minister, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners at home.
The immediate, of course, thought that comes to mind is the fact that Eskom announced load shedding to continue until this Saturday at the very least. And of course, when they were briefing us on the state of operations, was it the day before yesterday, they indicated that load shedding is going to be part of our reality for the immediate future. What conversations have you had as a department with Eskom regarding load shedding and how it will obviously negatively impact on the matric learners who are preparing for the exams, but more importantly, sitting for the exams later on today?
Good morning once again. What I can say, we did have engagements with Eskom so that we didn't want examinations to be disrupted. What pleases us the most is that the subjects that needed electricity the most, which is CAT, those one have passed and they've written without any glitches. So the subjects that are written now are those that learners will sit down on a paper and a pen and they need light. But there will be natural light, of course, but we believe that exams will not be disturbed by load shedding because they start writing at 9 o'clock until 12 o'clock and the second paper is written between 14 hours and 17 hours, and there's still light during that time. The only disturbance that will be there will be when learners are preparing themselves for the next day's paper. But load shedding will come and go, like maybe that particular time when the electricity comes. Our learners are ready for that because we prepared them for the entire examination because we had sufficient time to prepare them. But they still need time because every day for the examination is very important.
The other big issue, of course, Deputy Minister, is that of security around the papers. We'll remember that in 2020, allegations of cheating sort of appeared when the Mathematics Paper 2 and the Physical Science Paper 2 exams had been leaked and had been circulated on the WhatsApp platform. What measures have you put in place this year to make sure something like this does not get repeated?
We conducted meetings with all the provinces and the districts to make sure that papers do not leak, including our partners, those that help us in the printing of papers, etc. And we did security check with all those people. We are working together with SAPS and other security agencies to make sure that the papers are protected. At the same time, we prepared a pledge for the learners that they take a pledge, taking from the lessons they learned last year to avoid rewriting. Even last year, many learners complained and cried that they were ready for the paper and somebody naughty leaked a paper and a paper with questions that they were prepared for. So the learners promised us on the 22nd, we're all out, MECs, minister and myself and mayors and all other public representatives conducting those pledges for learners that they commit themselves, that they will be committed not to copying or not to anyone who will leak a paper. They will report that immediately before even opening that WhatsApp. Because we told them the danger that sometimes, yes, we know last year the real paper was leaked because of an adult, because it doesn't come from learners. It came from adults that are preparing for the examination. So then they leaked to learners, then learners circulated. Then we told them not to allow anybody And if they find that somebody has sent to them, then they report it immediately before writing the paper.
My understanding is also that the schools will have to manage what you call an electronic devices register, where all candidates will be required to record all the details of cell phones or any other electronic devices that they will be using during the examination period.
That's correct. And we even in the pledge itself, it's indicated that not any electronic device is allowed in the examination center. So we believe that our learners, they would respect their 13 years journey, because when you count from grade R, it's a journey of 13 years. So they should not allow 1 hour or 1 minute to destroy it or bring any devices, because the teachers prepared them. They are ready. As we're checking on most of the schools that we visited, we found that the learners are ready themselves. The work that they did not cover in grade 11 was covered by teachers during the afternoon classes and the morning classes, winter and spring classes. So where I'm sitting, the learners are ready and are prepared, and they don't want to get anything that will disturb their examination.
Let's talk about COVID-19 now. The good news is that the fourth wave that has been anticipated is not yet upon us, but it's very possible that come the 7th of December, we might very well be there. The number of new cases reported in a 24-hour reporting period, 331, which is a 1.1% positivity rate. So it's very good conditions, if you like, as far as the pandemic is concerned. I imagine that COVID-19 protocols will be observed at each of the examination centers. And do you have contingencies in place for if Afrika Milane is a candidate about to write his accounting paper and tests positive for COVID-19 and therefore cannot sit for that exam? What alternative measures would there be in place for me to be able to sit for an exam, but just not obviously with the rest of my matric class?
Afrika, what we need to know is that now we are a bit experienced to run exams during COVID-19, unlike last year, where we're all full of anxiety. We didn't know what to do and how to respond when learners are writing, and it found that one learner is positive or a teacher is positive, where in the whole school should be interrupted. But now, based on the lessons learned from last year, we are more than ready this year. We prepared, all the schools prepared centers for isolation, where learners, if it is discovered that a learner is positive, that learner will not be disadvantaged not to write the examination. The will that has been provided for is something that all the districts, because Minister called a meeting with all the district directors to find out that are they ready. They all indicated that there are centers prepared for isolation of those learners, and I believe that there is no learner that will be disadvantaged. And we appreciate that numbers are going down, and of late, there are very rare circumstances where we are told that a school has to be disrupted due to COVID-19. And want to thank God on nature and everything, and our researchers and scientists and the Department of Health, to making sure that, of course, South Africans in general, that we are managing this COVID-19 in a very perfect way. That's why numbers are going down every day. Wherever I move around, even at schools, learners are with their masks, teachers are with their masks and shades, and there are no incidences reported of schools having been disrupted. So learners will write positive or not positive. Centers are prepared for them, and everything is in place to address that.
Then, Deputy Minister, I suppose the last question I have pertains to the elections. Already you have had to move the date of the start of the exam forward to today instead of the intended date of the 1st of November because of the local government elections. I do know that the IEC uses a number of school campuses across the country as voting stations, and we've been assured by the IEC that it will cause as little disruption as possible, of course, to teaching time and examination time. as they prepare for the weekend and for Monday. The question I have, though, is that we had a joint security cluster of ministers briefing on Monday relating to hotspots in the build-up to the local government election. And unfortunately, once again, this election cycle comes with a certain amount of violence. You know that your colleagues in the world of politics have died, unfortunately, while out and about canvassing. Are you concerned as a department at all that some of that violence could spill out to the candidate's ability to go and sit for an exam?
We are concerned, and we are working with the security cluster and the police in general. On the 1st, it is a holiday, and most of the elections are taking place, the voting itself, in many instances in townships and rural areas, are taking place in schools. So we are praying that that violence must not lead to anything that is relating to banning of our institutions. That's why we shifted from, we shifted that we start a bit earlier. And those 2 days plus weekend, the long weekend of from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, will be adding value for to the learners to prepare themselves for the examination. But at the same time, our schools as voting districts are going to be affected by elections. But we believe that from the 2nd, because learners will be at school on the 2nd and the 3rd, then we believe that our centers will be ready. But at the same time, we prepared ourselves in the event that any eventuality that might erupt, examinations will not be disrupted. We encourage schools to arrange the community halls and the churches that in the event that our schools have been severely disrupted, then exams will not be disturbed. That's what we have done. But we are working with SAPS, we're working with the security cluster to make sure that we avoid any form of disruption of the facilities. On other things that people will be making noise on the streets, etc., yes, that does not affect us that much, but will affect it when the facilities are disturbed.
Deputy Minister, thank you very much. All the best to you and your team. Today is day one of the matric class of 2021 examinations. There are 735,677 full-time candidates, 162,109 part-time candidates, all sitting for the National Senior Certificate this year. There will be 11,308 examination centres across the country. And of course, marking will start immediately after the conclusion of the last exam on the 7th of December, scheduled to be completed on the 22nd of December, with the matric results released by provinces on the 21st of January 2022. All the best and good luck to the matric class of 2021.